We are talking about Food Rules, an Eater's Manual by Michael Pollan. The number one cause for death in America is cardiovascular disease. It is responsible for one out of every four American deaths each year. Shockingly, 80% of cardiovascular disease cases and over 33% of cancer is directly linked to the individual's diet, making people's unhealthy food and drink choices a leading cause of death in America. Our Western diet that consists of highly processed foods with refined grains and lots of added sugars and fats is a big problem. See, a wide range of traditional diets, even the high-fat diet of the Inuit, who eat mostly seal blubber, don't suffer from the Western diseases such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer from them either. Michael gives us 64 simple rules that anyone can follow to maintain and even regain their health. Let's take a quick look at a few of my favorite rules. The number one rule is eat food, not edible food-like substances. It can be hard to distinguish the two, so a lot of the other rules are meant to help you differentiate between food and food-like substances. Rules like, if it came from a plant, eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't. Or, if a food doesn't spoil or rot, it shouldn't be bought. Basically, it boils down to this. If a food scientist created the ingredient, it's not real food. You want to avoid food products containing ingredients that no ordinary human would keep in their pantry. Last time I checked, I don't have ammonium sulfate or calcium propionate in my pantry, which means it doesn't belong in my food either. And along these same lines, if you can't picture the ingredients of your food in your head, it's probably because they were made in a lab and not in the soil. Now, I know that reading the ingredient list of every item you buy can be time-consuming and tedious. So if you're in a hurry, shop the outskirts of the supermarket and stay out of the middle. Stores typically have the produce, meat, and dairy lining the walls and keep all the processed junk in the middle aisles. Therefore, Michael wrote, if you keep to the edges of the store, you'll be much more likely to wind up with real food in your shopping cart. If your food has a marketing budget, that's a good indication it's not very good for you. Nearly all the food you see advertised on TV are highly processed, edible food-like substances, and this includes the food that you get through the drive-thru window. If you simply must have a burger and fries, try cooking them yourself. Michael's 24th rule is an old Chinese proverb. Eating what stands on one leg, mushrooms and plant food, is better than eating what stands on two legs, fowl, which is better than eating what stands on four legs, cows, pigs, and other mammals. And the last rule we will cover is the most counterintuitive. Avoid food products with the word light or the term low-fat or non-fat in their names. In fact, you should be cautious with any food products that are labeled with health benefits. Michael says, we have gotten fat on low-fat products. Since our culture decided that fat was the enemy in the 70s, the average male is 17 pounds heavier and the average female is 19 pounds heavier. Michael wrote, you're better off eating the real thing in moderation than binging on light food products packed with sugar and salt. Michael sums up the 64 rules in just 7 words. Eat food, not too much, mostly plants. In this review, we focus most on what to eat and what to avoid eating, but there is a science behind how to eat, and that's part 3 of this book. Check out my review of The Thin Woman's Brain to learn how to eat. A healthy diet is definitely a matter of life and death, and this book is full of easy-to-digest information. Your health is worth investing in, and this book is a great start. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.